boys and girls to listen whenever God speaks.
我刚才给小朋友们提了一个要求，让他们时刻倾听神对他们讲的话。
You know, our voices are very unique.
我们每个人都有一个独特的声音。
One time I was preaching in Africa, and I also had an interpreter there.
有一次他在非洲布道，旁边也站了一个翻译。
And I went back to Africa about 30 years later.
30年之后，他又重新回到那个地方。
They asked me to preach again in the church.
他们又请牧师去布道。
And I didn't get a chance to meet the interpreter before the service.
他事先没有机会看一看和他的这个翻译见面。
But when I started to speak, he looked over at me.
但是当他一开始讲话的时候，那个翻译就赶紧回头来看他。
And when I heard him speak, I looked over at him.
他听见那个翻译讲话的时候，他也去看了他。
And I said, I remember you. I remember your voice.
然后他立刻就意识到说，哎，我认识你，我可以认出你的声音。
And there are a lot of people whose voices we remember.
我们可以记住许多人的不同的声音。
And voices can speak many different feelings.
人们可以通过自己的声音可以传达不同的感觉感情。
Some voices speak with real authority.
有的人用一种很威严的嗓音来说话。
Some voices speak with real sincerity.
有的人说话一说话别人就觉得是很真诚的声音。
Some voices speak with warmth.
有的人说话让人觉得很温暖。
Some voices speak with humor.
有的嗓音听起来很幽默。
And some voices cause people to be afraid.
有一些声音却让人觉得害怕。
Today, I want us to think of God's plan as a series of voices.
今天就请大家思考一下，神他有一种什么样的声音呢？
First, I want you to think about the voice of Jehovah, and that was a very loud voice.
我们今天要思想的神是三位一体的神啊，我们一开始的时候要想一想耶和华的声音。如果耶和华说话的时候，他会有一种什么样的声音呢？
We just heard Psalm 29 read for us.
我们刚刚才读到诗篇二十九篇。
It says, "The voice of the Lord is over the waters, and the God of glory thunders."
二十九篇说到耶和华的声音发在水上，荣耀的神打雷，耶和华打雷在大水之上。
The voice of the Lord is powerful.
神的耶和华的声音大有能力。
The voice of the Lord is majestic.
耶和华的声音蛮有威严。
The voice of the Lord breaks the cedar trees.
耶和华的声音震破香柏树。
Yes, the voice of Jehovah is very loud.
对了耶和华的声音是很大的。
And in Exodus 19, verses 16 through 19,
在出埃及记十六章十九
This is what we read. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God.And they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace. The whole mountain trembled violently. And the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder. And then Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him.
这里讲到，到了第三天早晨，在山上有雷轰、闪电和密云，并且脚声甚大，营中的百姓尽都发颤， 摩西率领百姓出营迎接神，都站在山下，西乃全身冒烟，因为耶和华在山火中降于山上，山的烟气上腾，如烧鸡一般，遍山大大的震动，脚声渐渐的高而又高，摩西就说话，神有声音答应他。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 18 to 21, it says this, You who have trusted Christ, have not come to a mountain that can be touched and that is burning with fire, to darkness, gloom, and storm, to a trumpet blast, or to such a voice speaking words, so that those who heard it begged that no further word be spoken to them, because they could not bear what was commanded. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned. The sight was so terrifying that Moses said, I am trembling with fear.
希伯来书十二章十八到二十一节说，你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风、脚声与说话的声音，那些听见这声音的都求不要再向他们说话，因为他们当不起所命他们的话，说靠近这山的即便是走兽也要用石头打死，所见的极其可怕，甚至摩西说，我甚是恐惧战惊。
And in verse 26 it says, And at that time his voice shook the earth.
26节接着说，当时他的声音震动了地。
And so the people said, Don't let God speak to us anymore. It's too scary.
所以那个时候的人们说，哎呀，不要让神向我们讲话，因为太可怕了。
In Deuteronomy 5, verses 23 to 27, this is what we read. Moses is speaking to the people of Israel. When you heard the voice out of the darkness, while the mountain was ablaze with fire, all the leading men of your tribes and your elders came to me, and you said, The Lord our God has shown us His glory and His majesty, and we have heard His voice from the fire. Today we have seen that a man can live even if God speaks with him. But now, why should we die? This great fire will consume us, and we will die if we hear the voice of the Lord our God any longer. For what mortal man has ever heard the voice of the living God speaking out of fire as we have and survived? You go near and listen to all that the Lord our God says. Then you tell us what the Lord our God tells you.
Deuteronomy
5, 23 through 27.
申命记五章二十三到二十七节说，那时火焰烧山，你们听见从黑暗中出来的声音，你们支派中所有的首领和长老都来就近我说，看哪，耶和华我们神将他的荣光和他的大能显给我们看，我们又听见他的声音从火中出来，今日我们得见神与人说话，人还存活，现在这大火将要烧灭我们，我们何必冒死呢？若再听见耶和华我们神的声音，就必死亡。凡属血气的，曾有何人听见永生神的声音从火中出来，像我们听见还能存活呢？求你近前去，听耶和华我们神所要说的一切话，将他对你说的话都传给我们，我们就听从遵行。
Ezekiel heard the voice of God, and he said his voice was like the roar of rushing waters.
以西结他也曾经听到耶和华的声音，他形容说耶和华的声音就像大水、重水的声音。
And in John 12, 28 and 29, John is telling us about the transfiguration of Jesus.
在约翰福音十二章讲到，耶稣登山变相的时候曾经提到。
And he said, Then a voice came from heaven, and the people that heard it said it had thundered.
当时的声音从天上来说，旁边的人就说打雷了。
Yes, the voice of God can be very loud.
是的，神的声音有的时候是非常的震耳欲聋。
And that voice had certain advantages to it.
那样一种声音对我们是有好处的。
Nobody could deny it.
因为这样一来，没有人会否定。
But they soon learned to ignore it.
但是人们逐渐学会了去忽略这个声音。
Its very volume got in the way.
这个声音越大，好像就让人越听不见。
One time I went to the beach and I wanted to take a nap lying on the sand.
有一次牧师到海边去，他想在沙滩上睡个小觉。
But someone near me had a big boombox.
但是他旁边有一个人，有一个很大的录音机。
And he was playing loud, loud music.
那个人的录音机有很就是很大的音乐的声音。
And at first, it really bothered me.
一开始，牧师觉得很烦。
But then I closed my eyes, and soon I was asleep.
但是他就闭上眼睛，没过一会儿就睡着了。
You see, I got used to it, and it didn't bother me anymore.
因为牧师已经习惯了那个声音，所以那个声音就不再打扰他了。
And many of the people of Israel got used to God's voice.
就是这样，当时以色列的许多人都对神的声音有了一种免疫力。
But they learned how to ignore it.
他们学会了如何忽视这个声音。
And very few of them sought that voice.
甚至更少的人可以看到这个声音。
And very few continued on when the voice fell silent.
很少有人去思考这个声音是怎么回事，而且当神停止讲话的时候，人们也见怪不怪，习以为常了。
Between Malachi and Matthew was 400 years.
从马拉基到马太期间有400年之久。
And during that time, God did not speak to his people.
在这四百年间，神没有和他的民说一句话。
But then he spoke again.
可是其后他又开始讲话了。
And that brings us to the voice of Jesus, which was a human voice.
那个声音就是我们主耶稣基督的声音，是一个人类的声音。
In Hebrews 1:1-2, the author writes this, God, who in different times and in different ways spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, has now in these last days spoken unto us by his Son.
就是希伯来书1:1-2说，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，又早已立他为承受万有的。
And in John 1:14 it says that the word became flesh and dwelt among us.
就像约翰福音1:1说的是，这个话道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
And for just a few decades, the voice of God took on the volume and accent of a country Jew in Palestine.
就在那时30几年中，神用一个当地的一个巴勒斯坦当地一个普通的劳动人民的声音来向世界宣讲他的话。
And one time when Jesus was teaching, a voice came from heaven and said, "Listen to him."
当耶稣在传道的时候，从天上发出一个声音说，你们要听他的。
In John 3:29, it tells us that the friend of the bridegroom has joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
在约翰福音3:29说，娶新妇的就是新郎，新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐。
And what that means is that Jesus is the bridegroom, and we should be happy when we hear his voice.
就是说耶稣是我们的新郎，当我们听到他的声音的时候，就应该非常的喜乐。
In John chapter 10, it says that his sheep recognize his voice.
在约翰福音第十章也讲到，他的羊认得他的声音。
And listen to some of the things that that voice said.
我们听一听这个声音告诉我们什么。
Are not two sparrows sold for just a penny, but not one of them falls to the ground without your heavenly Father knowing and caring.
他曾经告诉我们说，有一个就像你们丢了一个小的钱，你们也会去把这个钱找回来一样，我们在神父神的眼中就是如此的宝贵。
He said, Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
他也曾经说，那些劳苦担重担的要到我这里来，我会使你得安息。
He said, I am the bread of life. Whoever eats of me will never die.
他也说过，我就是生命的粮，吃我的人永远不会死。
He said, if a man is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
他也曾经说，口渴了，到我这里来，他也不会渴。
He said, I am the resurrection and the life.
他也说，我是复活的，我是道路、真理、生命。
Yes, Jesus' voice was a normal human voice.
是的，主耶稣的声音是个不同寻常、不同凡响的人的声音。
And though he spoke with authority, it did not cause people to run away.
但是当他讲话的时候，他的声音就有一种权威在里面，人们不得不听着。
Jesus' voice was soft enough to debate.
耶稣的声音也是柔和的，让人不容置疑。
In fact, it was soft enough to kill.
他是如此的轻柔，以至于他会被人们杀死。
And the people killed Jesus.
人们把他杀死。
And for 3 days silenced his voice.
他的声音就在三天之内听不到了。
But then Jesus came out of the grave, and one of the first things he did was to speak again.
但是三天之后，他从死里复活，人们又能听到他的声音了。
And he said, "Peace be with you."
他说，我把平安赐给你们。
But then after 40 days, Jesus ascended back into heaven.
又过了四十天，耶稣升到了天上。
And that brings us to the third voice.
那个时候就有了神的第三种声音。
This is the voice of the Holy Spirit, and it is a whisper.
那就是圣灵的声音，是一个微小的声音。
The Holy Spirit came, and that voice was soft and gentle.
圣灵来了，他的声音是极其轻微柔和的。
But this is the most vulnerable voice of all.
这是我们所能听到的最细小的一种，最不容易察觉的一种声音。
And it is the easiest to ignore.
是人们最容易忽略的一种声音。
And the Apostle Paul tells us that the Holy Spirit's voice can be quenched.
保罗曾经说过，圣灵的声音是会被消灭的，就像被火苗被灭掉一样。
And that we can grieve the Holy Spirit.
因为，而且我们还会使圣灵担忧。
Try quenching Moses' burning bush or the molten rocks in Sinai.
你们想想，有谁胆敢去灭掉摩西脚下那团火，或者在西乃山上的大火呢？
But when the Holy Spirit whispers, many people quench that voice.
但是当圣灵对我们讲话的时候，许多人却去把那个声音灭掉了。
But what does the Holy Spirit say to us?
圣灵对我们都讲些什么呢？
In moments of weakness, when we don't know what to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us.
当我们灵里软弱，不知道如何向神求的时候，圣灵他会为我们代求。
In times of temptation, the Holy Spirit gives us strength and courage to withstand it.
当我们面临试探的时候，圣灵会给我们鼓励，给我们力量，让我们能够胜过试探。
In times of sorrow, He gives us comfort.
在悲伤痛苦的时候，圣灵的声音给我们带来安慰。
The Holy Spirit does not remove all our problems.
圣灵不会把我们的麻烦都拿开。
The very titles that the Bible gives to the Holy Spirit imply that there will be problems.
圣经里面曾经给圣灵一个头衔，这个头衔就表明了，在这世上还是有苦难的。
He is called the intercessor.
圣灵被称作
the helper.
我们的帮手
the counselor.
保惠师
the comforter.
安慰人的。
And this implies that we will need all of the ministries that He gives us.
这就意味着我们人都需要圣灵的工作。
And the Holy Spirit reminds us that our problems are temporary.
圣灵也告诉我们，我们所遇到的一切困难都是暂时的。
That this life is a prelude to an eternal life with God.
这个世上的生命只不过是将来永恒生命的一个小小的前奏曲罢了。
He whispers a fantasy that is actually true.
圣灵的微小的声音向我们描述了这样一个美好的远景，而且这个美好的远景是真实的。
This is the voice of the Holy Spirit.
这就是圣灵的声音。
But the Bible tells us that God's thunderingly loud voice will speak again at the end of time.
圣经还告诉我们，神那个像打雷一样可怕的声音在末世还会再响起。
Revelation 16 verses 17 to 21.
启示录16章17到21节。
The seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and out of the temple came a loud voice from the throne saying, It is done. Then there came flashes of lightning, rumblings, peals of thunder, and a severe earthquake. No earthquake like it has ever occurred since man has been on earth. So tremendous was the quake.The great city split into three parts, and the cities of the nations collapsed. And God remembered Babylon the Great, and gave her the cup filled with the wine of the fury of his wrath. Every island fled away, and the mountains could not be found. From the sky, huge hailstones of about 100 pounds each fell upon men.And they cursed God on account of the plague of hail, because the plague was so terrible.
那里面说到，第七位天使把碗倒在空中，就有大声音从殿中的宝座上出来说，成了，又有闪电、声音、雷轰、大地震。自从地上有人以来，没有这样大、这样厉害的地震。那大城列为三段，列国的城也都倒塌了。神也想起巴比伦大城来，要把那城自己烈怒的酒杯递给他。各海岛都逃避了，众山也不见了。又有大雹子从天落在人身上，每一个约重一他连得。为这雹子的灾极大，人都亵渎神。
I'm glad that I can be safe in Jesus when God speaks that.
我很高兴，当神那样向人讲话的时候，我有耶稣基督可以投靠。
But God's loud voice is going to say something else at the end of time.
在末世的时候，神的大声音还会宣讲一些其他的事情。
Listen to Revelation 19, 5 through 7.
我们看启示录19章5到7节。
Then a voice came from the throne saying, "Praise our God, all you His servants, you who fear Him, both small and great." Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, "Hallelujah, for the Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come."
有声音从宝座出来说，神的众仆人呐、啊，凡敬畏他的，无论大小，都要赞美我们的神。我听见好像群众的声音，众水的声音，大雷的声音说，哈利路亚，因为我主我们的神全能者作王了。我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇自己也预备好了。
I have been in several meetings where the President of the United States was the speaker.
我曾经参加过一些重要的会议，美国的总统曾经在这些会议上，给大家讲话。
At first, people are talking to each other.
在一开始的时候，观众都在窃窃私语。
And then as the time for the President to arrive comes, everyone gets silent.
当总统要出现的时候，观众立刻都安静了。
And then over the public address system, this majestic voice says, "Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States."
然后通过话筒，就一个很威严、庄严的声音说，先生们、女士们，美国总统。
And everyone stands in the presence of the President.
当总统出现的时候，在座的每个人都要起立致敬。
And in this passage from Revelation 19, it is as if God says, "Ladies and gentlemen, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords."
在启示录十九章说的就是类似的情形。那个时候就有一个声音说，先生们、女士们，现在是万王之王、万主之主。
And the Apostle Paul says when that happens, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
保罗也曾经告诉我们，当那个时候，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要称颂，我们的主耶稣基督是我们的王。
Yes, the loud thundering voice of God will speak again.
是的，神的大的大有威严的，像打雷一样的声音还会再出现。
But Jesus is still speaking now.
但是主耶稣现在还在向我们讲话。
He says, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
他说，看哪，我就站在你的门口，向你叩门。
If anyone hears my voice,And opens the door, I will come in to him.
那些听见我的声音过来开门的，我就会进到他的里面和他在一起。
And friend, if you don't know Jesus, he's speaking to you right now.
朋友们，如果你们还不认识主耶稣，他现在就在和你们讲话。
He's saying, "I'm standing at the door of your heart and I'm knocking."
他说，我站在你的心门外面，正在敲门。
And if you will hear my voice and open the door, I will come in.
如果你听到我的声音，起来开门，我就进去。
And the Holy Spirit continues to whisper.
然后圣灵就会持续不断地在你耳边轻声细语。
Sometimes he whispers,Trust Jesus.
有时候他告诉我们要信靠主耶稣。
Sometimes he whispers, "Let Jesus come into your life."
有时候他告诉我们让耶稣来掌权。
Sometimes he whispers, "Put that sin out of your life."
有时候他说，离弃那个罪行，远离那个罪吧。
And sometimes he whispers, "I have a job for you to do."
有时候他说，我想求你干一件事情。
And just as I said to the boys and girls, when he speaks, listen.
就像刚才我和小朋友们说的， 当神向你讲话的时候，你要好好听着。
Yes, listen to the voice of God.
是啊，我们要好好倾听神的声音。
Hebrews 12:25 says this, See to it that you do not refuse him who speaks. If they did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, how much less will we if we turn away from him who warns us from heaven?
希伯来书十二章二十五节说，你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的，尚且不能陶醉，何况我们违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？
Aren't you glad that our God is not silent?
你们知道神从来不会安静的时候，你们是不是很高兴呢？
Aren't you glad that he speaks?
你们是不是很高兴说神会向我们讲话？
But the big question is, are you listening?
但是最重要的问题是，你们有没有在听呢？
Let's pray together.
我们一起低头祷告。
Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking to us.
主耶稣啊，感谢你对我们讲话。
Help us to listen when you speak.
当你讲话的时候，帮助我们学会听你的话。
And we look forward to the day when we will actually hear your voice.
我们是多么盼着有一天能够真正的听到你的声音。
Until that time, please keep us faithful to you.
当我们面对面得见你之前，求你保守我们，让我们有信心。
We want to listen to your voice and we want to obey.
我们想听你的声音，我们也愿意服从。
Amen.
Amen.